Welcome back to The Hidden Stories, the podcast where we dig into the untold narratives that shape our world today. My name is Jaylene, and my co-host Donna, we're going to go ahead and go through a strong personal story that deserves to be heard. For today's episode, we're talking about mixed status families, families where some members are U.S. citizens and others are undocumented or have other forms of temporary status. This is a group that's often overlooked, but their struggles are real, especially when it comes to education, work, and their overall well-being. In the United States, one in four children lives with at least one immigrant parent. Immigration itself is a determinant of health. Evidence indicates that precarious legal immigration status of a parent is a determinant of mental health. For today's episode, we're going to discuss one powerful story about Aura, an undocumented student navigating the complex barriers of being in a mixed status family, and reflect on what we can do to help.
Wow, Aura's story really resonated with me. She talks about the fear and shame she grew up with, especially around her immigrant status. It's hard to imagine being so young, knowing you were undocumented and having to hide that part of yourself, whether it was because of the fear of being targeted or the pressure to conform to societal expectations. Based on considerable evidence, scientific consensus holds that child's physical and mental health are shaped to a great extent by a local, state, and federal policies, and the overall socio-political context of a nation.
So, from research I've done, hostile environments can create vulnerabilities in children of immigrants, with insidious consequences affecting not only children's perception of themselves, but their emotional and academic health too. Just think about how much of a mental toll that takes. And then you add on structural barriers, like Aura's experience trying to navigate the college application process as an undocumented student. It's heartbreaking. She's applying for the California Dream Act, and instead of being surrounded by the support and resources she needed, she was separated from her peers, placed on a small table with only one person guiding her through this complicated process, all while her friends were enjoying the regular FAFSA route. That kind of isolation just really hits home. Children of immigrants, sometimes regardless of their own status, live in fear of public service officers, the very people who are supposed to keep them safe.
Now, let's be honest. It's not just the mental, emotional, or social toll that is the problem, but there are real tangible consequences and missed opportunities depending on one's status. Many people who are in the U.S., citizens don't realize how difficult it is for a mixed-status family to build a life here. Aura's plan was to attend a four-year university, but she couldn't afford it because of her undocumented status. Her acceptance ended up being rescinded, and she had to go to community college instead. That's where the College Promise program helped her, giving her a chance to get her first 2 years covered. But let's pause and think about how many students don't have that kind of support. Experiences of interpersonal discrimination and institutional discrimination contribute to children's experiences of emotional distress, social isolation, and internalized oppression. So not just does it affect your personal life at home, it also affects your education and how they are being treated. It's distracting and can be overstimulating for a child who is just learning how to even be in the world.
Unfortunately, as history still continues, the system isn't designed to support undocumented students like Aura. She had to work hard to bring back a club for undocumented students on her campus, and even then, resources were limited. The Dream Center, which should have been a place of refuge and support, was small and under-resourced. And think about this. She's trying to get help from financial aid offices, but the only person who could guide her was the only advisor who specialized in the Dream Act, and finding him was a nightmare.
Yeah, the institutional gaps were huge. The fact that there was only one advisor for the entire campus in a community that likely had many undocumented students says a lot about how higher education often neglects these students.
Yeah.
It's no wonder she felt so lost at times. And the added emotional strain of not knowing if she'll even be able to practice what she loves after graduation because of her undocumented status is another layer of trauma.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think the mental health component is really important here, too. Aura was struggling with anxiety about her future, and she talks about not knowing if all her hard work would even pay off. Given the uncertain path for undocumented individuals and the uncertainty is compounded by the growing political climate.
Yes, yes, I think the mental health component is really important here too. Aura was struggling with the anxiety about her future. She talks about not knowing if all her hard work would even pay off. Given the uncertain path for undocumented individuals and the uncertainty that is compounded by the growing political climate, where immigration and citizenship issues have become so isolating. The psychological impact of that is enormous, especially when you're constantly feeling like you're one step away from being uprooted, potentially deported, or just having all your hard work erased.
Exactly. This is a reality that is lived often in mixed-status families. The constant fear that your life and your future could be turned upside down any day. The adults who are affected, the children in these families, many of whom are U.S. citizens, also carry that same fear. Studies like the one in Determinants of Health and Well-Being for Children of Immigrants, Moving from Evidence, by Dr. Lisette Rojas Flores and Medina Vaughn. These kids are either U.S. citizens with at least one unauthorized parent or they're undocumented themselves. They grow up in a constant state of uncertainty, facing a future that's out of their control due to decisions they didn't make.
And that's such a good point. When you look at it through a social lens, it's clear how much this fear and uncertainty negatively impacts children's mental, physical, and behavioral health. These kids are at risk of developing all kinds of issues because these social conditions aren't just external stressors. They shape who these kids are and how they see themselves and their futures.
That's the thing. These challenges are not just about paperwork. They are about people's lives, their futures, and their communities. But here's where we can do better. Aura's story shows us that community support can make a huge difference. Without the mentorship she received from someone who understood her struggles, without finding a group of like-minded individuals who helped her organize for more resources, she might not have made it as far as she did.
Yeah. Mentorship is key here. Aura says that her mentor at the Dream Center, who also happened to be undocumented, was her lifeline. She was the one who encouraged Aura to be kind to herself, to set boundaries, and to focus on the journey, not just the end goal. She helped Aura understand that even if her legal status didn't change, she had still done something extraordinary by navigating a system that was never designed to include her.
Yeah, I think one big takeaway is that we can all be mentors to someone in this situation, even if we're not directly involved in the immigration process ourselves. You know the saying, you can make the world a better place one person at a time. Studies show building that sense of community and solidarity is crucial. Schools, universities, community organizations, they all need to offer more resources for undocumented students, and those from mixed-status families, both in terms of practical support, like financial aid and legal resources, and emotional support, like mental health services and mentorship.
I agree. It all comes down to community, and if we just work together to make the system more inclusive, then we can start making real changes for mixed-status families and create a society where everyone can feel secure and supported. And that's how we really start improving lives. Hey, have you heard of the Youth Center?
No, I haven't. What's that about?
Oh my gosh, it is such a great place. So the Youth Center is about helping immigrant families get together and look out for the best interest of the children.
And what does that really mean?
Yes, you're right. But the Youth Center is specifically founded to advocate for the child's wishes, child safety, family integrity, liberty, development, and the identity of the child. They're a safe zone, and they're helping by providing resources to immigrant children. They provide a mentor, a friend, a consistent, familiar face that will advocate for their well-being. They are always looking out for individuals to volunteer, to help out in this community, and this is a community that was built literally to fill in the gap that is needed for support.
Thank you so much for sharing your insights, Jaylene. That wraps up today's episode. We really appreciate you tuning in, and we hope Aura's story, along with the larger conversation about mixed-status families, inspires action and encourages more discussions on how we can continue to create positive change.
We'll catch you next time on the Hidden Stories.